Recording.
All right, call to order the public board meeting of the Oregon Board of Accountancy, February 1st, 8:30 a.m. This meeting is being recorded. We need to go around and say who all here, I guess. Candace Frank, Board Chair.
Stuart Morris, Board Vice Chair.
Nancy Young Oliver, Board Member.
Scott Wright, Board Member.
Joe Lossing, Board Member.
Anthony Strong, Board Staff.
Teresa Gahagan, Board Staff.
Julie Nadeau, Board Staff.
Rella Ramirez, DOJ.
Joel Parks, Board Staff.
Kimberly Fast, Executive Director.
Andrew Hunt, Board Legal Counsel. Thank you. Any comments or changes to the public agenda? I'm not even anything on the back of it. If not, we will go with that. Any comments on the complaints committee? We want to do that from now, I guess, the informational.
Joel.
Minutes,
this is
from
cited.
January 11th.
There should be a second page.
Yes. Okay. It's in your material.
We'll get copies.
And then the BOAC vacancy. What do we want to talk about on that?
So you all have a list of people who have shown interest in serving on the BOAC committee. We are losing Joe Sullivan because he's going to be joining our board after he's confirmed in February. So there needs to be a replacement for him. And is there other? I think
we just need more people, right? Because we have the one guy who's saying he's only wants to come a couple times.
Yeah, there's a board member, I'm sorry, a BOAC member that we just recently joined the committee, and he's already missing like the first four or five. So we might need to discuss that one a little bit more too. So there may be possibility of between two and three replacements that will need on that list.
So we have the list that was in some of the emailed materials that lists lots of people.
Yeah,
almost two pages full of people that might want to be on this list or on that committee.
So what I think we adopted the last time we did this is you just authorized that list and then staff will work with the people and pull them.
Is there anybody on that list you don't want staff to consider?
Yeah, that's a good question.
The only thing I would say is that if you call someone, like if you have 10 people on the list and we need three, and ask them if they want to be on it, make sure that they understand to be at all the meetings and that's the commitment. That would be, you know, I get that verbal commitment before you say, okay, you know, please join us at this next week.
Yeah, very good point. I agree.
I don't think they quite understand that it really, you know, when it comes to the quorum issue, you know, it matters. And this person did say, like, if there's a quorum issue, let me know and I'll reevaluate, but it's not.
Can we ask them not to be on the complaints?
We have, that's what we didn't, and our thing that we passed the last time,
yeah.
We gave the option of saying so they'll review it. And you basically come to the board and say, just, you know, these are people we're not going to invite back. So.
Yeah, I find the staff reaching out for those people and, you know, just letting them know the time commitment.
Okay.
Which I told somebody is like, how many meeting days you have, but it takes at least that long to prepare.
Yeah. and that's what I saw from this person too. They said, does it always take this much?
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, maybe they just didn't have a good understanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll make it clear.
In that case, we will recess public board meeting to go into executive session under authority of ORS 192.660, parent 2, parent F and H, consideration of records exempt from disclosure and counsel advice, and ORS 192.660, parent 2, parent I, review of executive director. We never got the doors closed.